And joining us live on the phone now from Spooner, Wisconsin, for Weekend Outdoors here on North Shore Weekend is Larry Weber. And how are you this morning, Larry?
I'm doing terrific. What a fabulous morning. We had, I spent the night down here. I spent the night in Hayward, and we had neat thunderstorms pass through in the late afternoon. And mm-hmm. then this morning, just a phenomenal fog. Wow. I always believe the one of the great aspects of August is the fogs. We have more days per month of the fog of any other month of the year, and we saw it again this morning, and with all the spider webs out there, it was a terrific drive just to get here this morning. So, yes, it's a very interesting time of year. I just got done teaching a week-long phenology class at Trees for Tomorrow in Eagle River, Wisconsin, in the northeast part of the state, and this is kind of the finale to it this morning, and I'll be talking about spiders to a group here starting at 10 o'clock. Spiders have just been a big part of the whole week this week. We went out looking at what was going on in nature in August, and we found just an abundance of spiders. Wow, at least 10 kinds, very big ones. Webs, lots of those that make webs, lots of those that don't make webs. We found them with eggs, we found them with babies, on and on. Just a terrific, terrific experience. In addition to that, we found a large number of insects getting out on these hot days and visiting goldenrod patches. Everybody ought to do that this month. They're just filled with various insects. I was amazed at the number of bumblebees. That's really a good sign. Bumblebees are the native bee. Honeybees are not, and we've all heard about the honeybees populations having some trouble, but I was glad to see there was a lot of bumblebees. Anyway, in addition to all that, one of the greatest discoveries of the week is we found a little patch of milkweed, and I think in one walk in 10 minutes, I saw more monarch caterpillars than I did in the rest of the summer.
Wow.
Must have been 30 to 40 of them in a patch about the size of an ordinary garage space. It was just amazing. So one little spot there doing very good. In addition to that, the other thing that's just amazing this week is the mushrooms. I'm sure with the rain you're seeing them up there too.
Absolutely.
Wow. Anybody who hasn't gotten out and take a look, go take a look. There is such a huge variety of them, all kinds. Mushrooms, we call a lot of the fungus that grows in kind of an umbrella shape, the mushrooms, and mm-hmm. within that, there's a huge number of them. I'm not an eater of mushrooms. However, I just like to look at them. But we definitely found a lot of really good edible ones. We found just all sorts of them, all sorts of colors and so forth. And we saw a number of other fungi. I saw stuff this week in abundance that I normally see about once every 5 years. But all this rain has really brought it out, and I think it's going to continue now the way it looks. So I continue to get out and enjoy it. In addition to that, we had other wildflowers besides goldenrods. I was glad to see a variety of goldenrods. I was glad also to see a variety of asters and several kinds of sunflowers have been watching throughout this month. The nights get dark earlier now, and so we hear crickets a lot more. And one of the things we did on our session this week was go out for a night hike, and we went out on the night of the Perseid meteor shower. We did see some. It wasn't as clear as we were hoping, but we did see some. But what amazed me was the crickets and the spider webs that were in the making at the time. Bird migration is happening. We see, I saw it in the form of warbler waves. I saw it also in the form of shorebirds. So it is going on somewhat, but for the most part, the birds we're seeing are the family units, and we saw several of those this week. And speaking of family units, we saw deer with their young. We saw otters with their young. We even saw mink with their young.
Wow.
So, yeah, August is quite a month, and for anybody who thinks it's just a hot month that's to be avoided, yeah, there's more going on. So I suggest get out there this weekend and take advantage of it.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Yeah, take care.
We'll talk to you next weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you. And that was Larry Weber for Weekend Outdoors, heard every Saturday here at about 9:30 on the North Shore Weekend. Thanks to Larry for that.